Homeward Bound, December 17, Work of the Redeemed During the Millennium. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Revelation 20, verse 4. To God's people, the captivity of Satan will bring gladness and rejoicing. Says the prophet, "It shall come to pass in the day that Jehovah shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy trouble." During the 1,000 years between the first and the second resurrection, the judgment of the wicked takes place. The Apostle Paul points to this judgment as an event that follows the second advent. "Judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts." Daniel declares that when the Ancient of Days came, judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. At this time the righteous reign as kings and priests unto God. John in the Revelation says, "I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. They shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. It is at this time that, as foretold by Paul, the saints shall judge the world. In union with Christ, they judge the wicked, comparing their acts with the statute book, the Bible, and deciding every case according to the deeds done in the body. Then the portion which the wicked must suffer is meted out according to their works, and is recorded against their names in the book of death. Satan also and evil angels are judged by Christ and his people. Says Paul, "Know ye not that we shall judge angels?" And Jude declares that the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. At the close of the 1,000 years, the second resurrection will take place. Then the wicked will be raised from the dead and appear before God for the execution of the judgment written. Thus the Revelator, after describing the resurrection of the righteous, says, "The rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished." And Isaiah declares concerning the wicked, "They shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days they shall be visited." The Great Controversy, pages 660 and 661.